Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lovie Smith, first year as head coach of Houston Texans. It was an interesting path, I will say, to him becoming the head coach. Since the press conference and since everything has gone on, it does seem like the right fit. Sometimes you luck into things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just back into stuff. And it seems like they may have, with where they are right now, backed into the right guy in Lovie Smith. Let's hear from the man himself. Texans on the practice field. Here's the head coach of Houston Texans, Lovie Smith, holding court with the local media types.
Season work is just invaluable on what we can get done out here. For the most part, we have most of our football team here, which has been the case throughout the offseason for these voluntary workouts. But everything we've been doing, phase one, phase two, has been leading up to our NFL version of spring ball, these OTAs. As you can see, it's one thing to go through a lot of drills, but once you start getting, offense versus defense, decisions have to be made. And we have good competition throughout at a lot of positions. So this work, just love it as much as anything. So you get a chance to see the initial group that we put out there. But don't put too much into who's getting reps right now, who isn't. We don't have first, second, third teams right now. We can't have a starting rotation. And as much as anything, we want everybody to have an opportunity to show us who they are. Take your question.
What's the plans right now for Derek Stingley as you're working into things?
To get him better each day. Coming in, we know he's coming off of a major injury. So for Derek and some of our other players, you can see we have quite a few guys that are out right now. Some are getting no reps. Some are getting a limited amount of reps, which we're doing with Derek and Kenyon and a few other Iowa players.
The same thing for John Mitchell.
Yeah, same thing for John. Again, as you look, the guys that aren't getting any reps, they have something going on. And if a guy's getting a few reps, we're kind of easing them back into full competition.
With John Grenard, is that from the foot last season, or is that?
Yes, last season. Yes. If there's a freshman. See, I go back to my college days quite a bit. If there's a rookie, that's not out there doing anything. He has something maybe minor as much as anything. We don't have many guys that are completely. Jonathan Grenard and a few of our other players, Eric Murray, you see some of the guys had off-season surgeries, and you probably won't see them until training camp. But they're all – everybody's right on schedule. Being able to do something.
You mentioned these were voluntary. Is this a situation where you would like to see Lee Collins and Landon Council around?
Big Sandy, voluntary is voluntary. You can show up if you like. You don't have to. I kind of go on that in the end. Yeah, I'd like for, guys to be up here all day, staying with the coaches and put in as many hours as we like, but they have some options. And rules are in place. We follow the rules. And it's no more than that. Every player that's not here right now, I've communicated it with them. And I'm okay with that. Eventually, we'll have everybody here. There's one thing that's mandatory in all season, and I expect everyone would be there unless, we've come to an agreement and have something that I want them to take care of, too.
Lovie Smith live from Texans practice earlier today here on Sports Radio 610.
Lovie, what does that say about the group that you looks like you've got about 95% of the players here?
That's how, I mean, we weren't, you know, no one was satisfied with what happened last year. How do you get better? Come to work. Every time you have an opportunity to get better, you show up. Some more than others. You know, it's not like we're going to make, you know, Brandon Cook's not going to get every snap. We have some of our veteran players that I'm going to take some of their reps off a little bit. But when you have as much competition as we have, you don't have to tell guys to show up. They want to, every opportunity they can to show us who they are. You know, it's Brandon's one of our best players. He produces. He's also one of our best leaders. He does it the right way. Practices hard. Represented our organization on and off the field the way you want him to. So it says a lot. Doesn't surprise me. That's who he's been all of his life. He's that guy that I lean on quite a bit and the rest of our team does. We, and not running away from the question, but it is just individual improvement. Up until this stage, it's just been, you know, a lot of technique work. But there are so many things that you can learn, you know. One of the main things is just teaching them, you know, last year, COVID year, we didn't have a chance to just go into all of the details. So you have a chance to do all of that right now. But individual improvement will touch on everything, a lot of the things that we're going to do, not everything. I'm talking about offense, defense, special team, maybe a few things, a little tweak that we're going to make. You have a chance to look, you know, look at that a little bit in all season also. Well, I Davis has been, every day we've opened up the building, he's been in here. He's our quarterback. When you're a leader, you got to be visible. It's documented on what I think of Davis. I think he's going to be an excellent quarterback in NFL for a lot of years. But it's about this year. You know, having a year, he and Pep Hamilton get on the same page with our offense and him being in a role from the start, that's different also. But that's what you do. You have a chance to for him to establish himself as one of our primary leaders each day. We added him to our mix because, you know, he has excellent speed. He plays hard every down. And we're always looking for defensive linemen that can rush the passer. Everything I've seen from him, he's exactly who we wanted and thought he would be. And local flavor and all bad. So that, I don't know, in my limited background, they're saying there wasn't urgency last year. That's not what you're saying, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm just messing with you a little bit here. I hope there is. We didn't play as well. No position played as well as we need to. So that urgency to get it better, to correct some things, and I think just knowing, too. You know, we brought back a lot of guys. The core of our group, you know, was brought back this year. Setting that tone, there is an urgent sense of urgency for us to get it right and be ready to go. Before you know it, we're going to be talking, sitting there, I'm going to be talking to you, and, you know, the Colts are coming into town.
Do you get a sense that this is a more veteran group than last year? Like, do you see, like, the older kid? What does that bring to this kind of team in that way?
I've just never been around a good team that didn't have great veteran leadership. Older guys that know how to do it, that do it a certain way each play. For the young players coming in, you know, coaches, we're hitting them every second. You know, and you can pretty much, it's not a whole lot of rookie restrictions, but for our, you know, of course, they have those veterans there, kind of show them the way. It means a lot.
What does AJ bring anymore?
AJ, another veteran presence that's done it at a high level. And for him, comfort in his offensive line coach also being here. But everything I've seen from him, another pro. Every day we've opened up the building since he's been with us, he's been in the building. That says an awful lot.
When you look at a guy like MJ Stewart, who's played multiple positions, nickel, safety,
All
right, we're good on that. MJ Stewart quest. We can stop that. Lovie Smith live at Texans practice here on In the Loop Sports Radio. What, did you want to hear what he had to say about MJ Stewart?
No, we're on the same page.
Let's hear it. Let's hear what he had to say about MJ Stewart. Good question, Cole.
MJ, first off, he can do an awful lot. We brought him here, yes, what he'll be able to do in the secondary, but we put a big emphasis on special teams, and he's a core, be a core special teams player for us.
Okay.
So that's important.
Core.
You know, I think every year I've been in NFL, we have gone to our fifth safety, some kind of way to play. So you need a lot. And Jalen, I assume you're talking, we got a few Jalens. Petrie is who you're talking about. He's a sponge. He's picking up quickly. Very bright, athletic, all those things, but he needs reps. All season work helps those guys so much. And that local flavor is good also.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.